bright for his age.
And so you know, chill him out a little later than you want him to be. You might say, well, I'm not worried, but I can't help but feel just a little
concerned.
You might say, I don't feel easy. I feel
afraid.
You ever say, I just feel kind of uneasy there?
Sometimes.
Say, leaves a lot of money lying around, leaves his keys lying around. You say he's what kind of person?
Careless.
And say someone who acts, there's nothing really wrong with the person, just kind of acts, you know, kind of peculiar looking. Anything you, how would you?
Well, I would just say he's a rather peculiar sort of a person.
Do you say he's kind of a queer sort of person? That word for you, does it mean anything really bad?
There again, I think it's the way you use it.
Okay, the really bad meaning of that, is that something that's more modern than...
I think they're using it more now than...
So something when you were a child, you
didn't... You didn't even know, because the just one meant that he was just odd when you used it.
And there's somebody that he just won't change his mind for anything. You never, you know, you can argue until he's blue in the face, won't change his mind, except he's just
as stubborn as a mule.
You ever hear called mule-headed?
Yeah, bull-headed and mule-headed.
Somebody you can't joke with, you say, well, he's mighty. You know, every time you joke with him, he loses temper. You say, well, he's mighty, what, mighty?
Well, we always say, well, he can give a joke, but he can't take it.
And, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Say, somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, well, just keep
quiet. Or keep cool. Cool, I think, is the term they use now mostly now.
And, say a person has been quite well, and you suddenly hear that they have some disease, you would say, well, just last week she
was very active.
But suddenly she was. She
became ill or inactive.
And say if you sit in the winds and grab something like that, you might do
cough, catch a cold.
And you do a picture of a horse, you can't talk.
You're a horse.
And you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling just a little
sleepy.
6 o'clock in the morning, I'll set the alarm and
get up at 6.
You might say, well, you know, you have your granddaughter over here, it's getting late, I better go and what?
And get her to bed.
And, the person who can't hear anything at all, you said that person is
hard of hearing.
Anything else you use there?
Well,
if you just can't hear at all.
Well, he's deaf.
The hard of hearing means that he can hear maybe just a little. And say, a man been out, maybe he's been out working all day, sweating. He might come in and take off his wet shirt and look how I've
been perspiring. I think that he's sweating now. There's been a, it's kind of a, I don't know, jumping from one to the other. When I came up, we wouldn't dare say sweating. It was perspiring. And now they've gone back to, it's very common to hear people say that they're sweating instead of perspiring. So I don't know why they change over.
It's odd that some words is no rhyme or reason. That kind of